T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Something I'm made for. Something I'm made for.
You are on Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So what did you do yesterday on what could have been the warmest day of 2024?
Oh my gosh. No, it was definitely the warmest day, I think.
What's unreal is we've had warm days already this winter.
But it's 70 degrees, I don't know. I think this one takes the cake.
I think we hit 70s last week at some point.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't know. We'll check with the weather guys to see if we set, obviously we set a record yesterday.
I was sweating.
It was amazing.
I was running around getting stuff for my new house, and I was wearing a long sleeve shirt, and I was sweating.
Yeah.
I had the sunroof open, all windows down. And didn't you just feel like in such a better mood?
Oh, for sure.
It's crazy how the weather can do that to you, isn't it?
The vibes yesterday were awesome, especially in my neighborhood. We ended up taking a family walk down to the lake, and we had Myrtle with us, and everybody was outside. Everybody was outside. The park was filled with kids.
Yeah.
And it looked like they were still wearing their school uniforms, so they may have gone from school right to the park.
For sure.
The entire parking lot at the park was packed. Luckily we walked, because if we would have drove to the park, we wouldn't have been able to find a parking spot.
Everyone's seasonal depression is usually at an all-time high at this moment in time. So everybody was ready to get out there.
And as we're walking on the walk, Paula is making the observation as she's watching everybody outside. She's like, "Oh, there's our neighbors washing their car, and there's our neighbors cleaning out their gardens, getting ready for spring."
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Why don't we do that?"
Yeah, you knew that was coming.
And I'm like, "Honey, there are two types of people in this world." I said, "There are the people that go outside and they start cleaning things on a warm day like this." I said, "We are not those people." The day is warm and we are looking for entertainment.
Yeah.
It's leisure for us.
We're not working on a day like today.
I'm taking a walk. And she's like, "Well, when are those things going to be done?"
On the weekend. On the weekend, honey.
I don't think so, because then I would say, "Honey, it's the weekend." This is our time to relax and unwind.
Yeah. So it's not going to be done, is what you're saying?
I don't think they're ever going to be done. Life's too short.
Yeah, that's right. Life is too short.
I am in the category of people that go out and see, you ran errands yesterday.
I did.
Yeah, you might be in the other category. You might be in the kind of person that would go out and work on your lawn.
Yeah, I would. I mean, if it was outside,
right.
Because the weather makes me energized to do things that I normally don't have energy for. Like, I didn't even nap yesterday. Can you believe that? Because I was so energized by the sun and the warmth and the air that I was just a busy bee running all over town.
I didn't nap yesterday either. I might get into the reason why later. And coincidentally, it goes along with Morgan's first house guest at her new rental house.
Her and David. Dog.
We'll get into that. It's all coming up this morning. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Real life, real Cleveland. Q Morning Show.
Makes me feel happy. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Q104.
It tastes like you, I'm a sweeter.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. There's been a Kate Middleton spotting.
Yep.
There were some wild theories out there.
We found her.
And we were talking about this last week. Some wild theories about where Kate Middleton has been.
People were confused because she was missing in action. She hadn't been seen in like over 2 months. You know, she did have a planned abdominal surgery, but people were quick to point out that people in the royal family don't go unseen for 2 months. I mean, even when Kate had her kids, she was out in a dress and pantyhose in 4 hours, you know, taking public pictures. So people were concerned about her.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me.
Like, what part?
I could never be in the royal family.
Oh, no, never.
I've never had any kind of surgery. But if I had abdominal surgery, you probably wouldn't see me for the entire year.
I could never be a part of the royal family because they're not allowed to go outside in sweatpants. Like,
right.
How do they function having to look that nice all the time? I could never.
No leggings?
No.
No yoga pants?
No sweatshirts? No hoodies? I can't. I cannot. Yeah. But anyways, they found her.
So where was she? Where has she been? Where did they spot her?
Well, okay. I have a slightly... It's part of the conspiracy theory, right?
Okay.
I think she was seen because people were asking so many questions.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that happens all the time in PR.
Yeah.
These PR representatives, they get the pulse of what people are saying, and they're like, okay, let's adjust to that. Let's come up with some sort of a plan.
Yeah.
I mean, Taylor Swift is the master at this.
Yes. So we saw Kate in a car with her mother, Carol Middleton. So Carol was driving the car. Kate was in the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. She was wearing big sunglasses. So people are like, is it really her? She's wearing these big sunglasses. We don't know for sure if it's really her. You know, the conspiracy theorists are running wild with this one.
And where were they going? Nobody knows.
Nobody
knows.
They were
in the car.
Yeah, they were just driving around.
Yeah, that really doesn't help out with fighting the conspiracy theory because she's in a car. And she just had abdominal surgery.
Right.
So can she walk?
I think they were going to Windsor Castle potentially. But yeah, I don't know. She's not driving. So that's interesting. Okay. Here's what it says on page 6. Kate Middleton was spotted for the first time in over 2 months since undergoing abdominal surgery. The Princess of Wales was photographed sitting in the passenger seat of a black Audi SUV while her mom, Carol Middleton, drove near Windsor Castle on Monday. Oh, you know what I just noticed about this?
Mm.
I'm going to teach you a lesson about celebrities and paparazzi photos. If you ever see a photo that's from Backgrid, BackGrid, they called the paparazzi on themselves, which is where this photo comes from.
Oh, that's an interesting fun fact.
Yes. So, because, you know, they have to put the picture credit. So Backgrid is notoriously known for being the paparazzi that celebrities call when they want to be seen.
Interesting. I would never have even looked to see who took the picture.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't either until I just saw it on the page 6 article.
Okay. All of our pictures that we share on the Q Morning Show, they're all taken by us.
Yeah, we don't need the photo credit. Yeah, we're good. We're not going to get sued or anything.
We just use our iPhones around here.
Right, right.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So yesterday was so nice. 70s, sunshine. We opened up all the windows in the house, turned off the AC. Did you do the same thing?
Of course.
Yeah. Just had the windows open. But what I totally forgot about is that when you do that, when the windows are open, that means that you can hear every single sound that is happening outside.
Typically, yes.
And that just was blowing Myrtle's mind.
Oh, your doggy.
Yeah. I don't recall this. Like, I don't remember having a quiet winter because all the windows were shut. But
right.
Now that these windows are open, every single noise outside.
Yeah, I was going to say, is Myrtle a barker?
Oh, my God,
oh,
yesterday.
Yeah, it's annoying.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Is this going to happen all spring and all summer?
Yeah. Maybe.
When we have the windows open? I mean, everything. The neighbor leaving to go wherever the neighbor's going.
Yeah.
You know, the store next door, there's a big truck that pulls up. I was like, oh, my God. So that is the reason I did not get a nap yesterday.
Oh, okay. There you go.
We'll have to see. Maybe we'll just keep the air conditioner on all the time. Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So nice to have you here this morning. I was talking to a mom on my son Will's basketball team last night, and she is a Swiftie. Her daughter's a Swiftie. And she mentioned to me, she says, I can't believe how affected I am by the retirement of Jason Kelce.
I know we all are. When I watched the video yesterday, I was sobbing. Sobbing!
I said, that's what happens when you get into this world, this Swiftie world.
Yeah.
And now Jason Kelce is a part of it.
Yeah.
By proxy.
I feel like it started last year with the Super Bowl, the Kelce brothers' rise to fame, and then obviously their podcast. They're just super funny together. And now the Taylor Swift of it all. Jason Kelce is a household name.
I missed this yesterday. So you saw it. You saw the...
Yeah, it was all over my TikTok,
okay.
Honestly. Jason Kelce just crying and crying and crying as he announced that he's officially retiring from football.
After 13 years. I did not see the press conference, but I just read about it. But we have some audio from the press conference. Here we go.
We did almost everything together. Competed, fought, laughed, cried, and learned from each other. We invented games, imagined ourselves as star players of that time. We'd envision making the winning plays day after day on Cooler Ridge Road. We won countless Super Bowls in our minds before ever leaving the house.
And I see where Swifties...
He's obviously talking about his brother there, by the way.
Yes, and Travis was there.
Yeah.
Travis was at the press conference. But Swifties are saying that Jason was giving a nod to Taylor Swift during
his
speech as well.
Of course they are.
Here are the two examples. Because somewhere in the speech, Jason said, "It's only too poetic. I found my career being fulfilled in the city of brotherly love. I knew that relationship all too well."
Right. He should have went, all too well. That's what he should have done.
And there was another quote later in the speech where he said, "If you go above and beyond in this city, you will be rewarded beyond your wildest dreams."
And that one should have been, "You will be rewarded beyond your wildest dreams."
Okay, come on. Is it getting out of control now?
Always.
Do you really think that Jason Kelce?
No, I don't. But Swifties always do, and they always will think that.
He had a 13-year career in the NFL.
Right.
Playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. Do you really think that he was even thinking about Taylor Swift at any point?
How could you think about Taylor Swift at a time like that? You're not. Come on.
Unless his brother bet him or something. Like he lost a bet to his brother and he says, "Oh, you've got to put two Taylor Swift songs somewhere in your retirement speech."
Wait, you might be onto something because did say in that clip that you just played that him and Travis used to make up all these games. So I could imagine that Travis would be like, "Okay, you have to sneak these two things into your retirement speech and I'm going to see if you do or if you don't."
That's a total brother thing to do.
People do that on the radio all the time.
Yeah, I'm not going to rule it out then. Because that might have happened. But I guess we'll never know unless the two of them talk about it on their podcast.
Why am I so sad that he's retired?
I don't know, actually.
I don't know either. I'll be over it probably by the end of the day. But I was really sad.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I do want to tell you this story. I have been waiting all week to tell you this because it's something that I witnessed exactly a week ago. And I wanted to tell everybody the next day, but I had to wait. I had to find out more information. And now I think that I'm ready to tell the story.
Okay.
Let's put it this way. Do you remember what happened last week? It was a week ago today where the Cavs had that incredible game against the Dallas Mavericks and Max Strus hit that half court buzzer beater.
Yes.
I saw a basketball game that day that was better than that.
And it was your son's game?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll tell you the story next.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got Morgan, you've got Bill. We are the Q Morning Show. Morgan, I want to tell you a story.
Tell me a story.
I want to tell everybody a story. And I really wanted to tell this story last week when it happened. But last week, I only had part of the story, and I've spent the last few days putting the puzzle pieces together.
You've been doing some investigative journalism.
I really have. And now I feel like I have an accurate understanding of what I witnessed on Tuesday night of last week when I was in Independence.
Okay.
I was at their middle school to watch my son and his seventh grade team play basketball. My son plays for Rocky River. So it's Rocky River versus Independence. And that night, I saw something during the game, which I believe was really special.
Okay.
Towards the end of the game, Independence's coach inserted a player into the game for the first time.
Okay.
That night. And when he got in there, it appeared like he was a fan favorite. The entire gym was cheering for him whenever he touched the ball. They were encouraging him to shoot. And since I'm from River, and I've never seen this team play before, I had no idea what was going on.
Right. But obviously you're intrigued.
Oh, yeah. The student section, the parents in the stands were all familiar with this kid.
Aw.
And he seemed very popular, and he was getting a lot of support from the crowd. So in the final few minutes of the game, Independence is winning. They've got a comfortable lead in the game. The team began passing to this player on almost every possession. Rocky River, they haven't given up yet. They were still playing hard. They ended up fouling this boy whenever he tried to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So this player even ended up going to the foul line a few times to shoot free throws. But he missed every free throw that he took. And there was so much disappointment in the crowd when they were cheering for him when he was shooting, but then he would miss one. And the crowd was ready to erupt if he would have made just one.
Right.
So let me pause this story right here. Because since that night, this is what I have learned about that particular player. His name is Finn. Before the season began, one of the goals of the Independent 7th grade team was to have every single player score points in a game. Before the start of the game last week, which, by the way, was the final game of the season for Independence, Finn was the only player on the team who hadn't scored yet. Everyone on the team knew it, and they made it their mission that night to make it happen. This is great. One of the starting players on the team refused to enter the game in the fourth quarter. He told the coach, "No, I'm not going in. Play Finn. Put in Finn."
That is so sweet.
So now I continue with the story. With less than a minute left in the game, Independence had one last possession, and again, they passed to Finn, who was standing next to the hoop. There was only one Rocky River player in front of him.
It's now or never.
Yeah, this kid's name is Burke. So Finn gets the pass. Finn turns to shoot. And in that moment, Burke decided not to play defense.
Oh.
He stopped on the court as if you were frozen. Finn took the shot and made the bucket.
Oh, that is so sweet. And the crowd went wild.
There's pandemonium in the gymnasium at this point.
That is so sweet.
It sounded like Independence had just hit the game-winning shot in the NBA Finals. Seconds later, when the game was officially over, every player celebrated Finn like he was the MVP of the game. There were so many happy faces there.
I love that.
So in the past few days, one of the things that I did was I tracked down Finn's mom, Stacy, in Independence. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stacy. So good to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
What did that moment mean for Finn?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he felt the love from everybody that day, the whole game. I mean, he knew all eyes were on him, but he knew it was for the best possible reason, right? I mean, he heard everyone screaming his name, and it motivated him to keep doing what he was doing and keep trying to score buckets for them. His friends had been talking about the idea that he needs to just start shooting and just take a chance for the past several games, and so they wouldn't give up on him. He said he hoped the team worked so hard to give him that moment because he spent the whole season cheering for them and supporting them in every way he possibly could.
That is so sweet. It's just so nice to hear a story of middle school students actually being nice to each other. Because how many times do we hear the opposite all the time? And so something like this, it seems like a moment that doesn't come too often for kids these days.
100%. Yeah, he will never forget this moment for the rest of his life, for sure.
And what was it like for you as his mom to watch that happen?
I mean, I feel like it means we're in the right place, right? I mean, nobody would let him give up on himself. He so wanted to, but the crowd, his teammates, his coaches, even Rocky River apparently, just didn't want to let him give up. And because of that, he got his moment.
How excited was he on the way home?
Oh my gosh. I think he checked every single of his 50 different messages he got from everybody. He got covered in water. They bum rushed him. He had
that. I love that.
I think there's special recognition that needs to go out to Coach Jill Zumach and Coach Rob Sinek of Independence as they clearly coach their kids the right way to play. But I also think that what Burke did, the kid from Rocky River, to me, what he did is really remarkable for a 12-year-old kid to recognize what was happening in the gym and to make that split-second decision to allow Finn to shoot that shot without being told to do that and without even knowing who Finn is or what was happening with the other team in that moment.
And, I mean, putting his own desires, you know, secondary. He wanted to win the game, I'm sure.
That's inspiring, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Burke's family is a great family. They're raising their kids right. And to me, that is the most important takeaway from all this, because this is what I am trying to teach my son. And if you are a student athlete or you are a parent of a student athlete listening right now, because you know this, there's so much pressure to compete and to win. And yes, those things are important, but the most important lessons are the life lessons that these kids can learn on the basketball court. That's empathy for a friend or a teammate or an opponent. Rooting for them, cheering them on, supporting them.
100%.
Character counts. And I saw so much character from Finn and from his teammates and from Burke that night. It was just incredible to watch. By the way, you can watch this moment too. Video of Finn's basket is on our Instagram right now at the Q Morning Show. Stacy.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on with us to share Finn's story this morning.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you were able to share it. I can't believe that these 12-year-old boys, I'm so used to watching them play Fortnite and trash talking each other on Fantasy.
Yeah.
And then here comes this moment, and like they showed, they get the idea that your joy is my joy. And like, it's unreal.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too.
And we're going to be looking for Finn next year.
Yes, absolutely.
River wants a rematch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah. Q
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Circling back to a conversation that we had yesterday, is that your go-to karaoke song right there? Maroon 5?
No, not She Will Be Loved. Oh. It was Sunday Morning.
Oh, you love Sunday Morning.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, still, great song. She Will Be Loved.
I will make a note of that. Thank you for all of the nice messages that we're getting right now on the text machine. 216-474-0104. Oh my God, why do you have me crying this morning? Love that story. Thank you for the amazing basketball story. I cried tears of joy. So nice to hear positive news. Thank you so much for sending that. Yeah, I mean, right?
It's totally.
It's nice to hear positive news.
Yeah.
And we're looking, man.
Yeah, we are.
We're out there living our lives and we're looking to tell stories like that. You know, it's not just about what's going on with Taylor Swift. It's,
right.
Stories like that that are happening right here in Northeast Ohio. If you missed it, if you missed the story about Finn's moment, we have video up on our Instagram right now at the Q Morning Show. There's video of Finn making the shot. I mean, thank goodness his dad was rolling film at that time to get that shot. And then we podcasted the story as a separate podcast. So usually we put the entire show up on our podcast page, which is at the Q Morning Show on demand every day. But it's also podcasted as a separate story. It's called Finn's Moment, if you wanted to share that with your young student athlete. And then back to Instagram for a second. And again, talking about karaoke from yesterday, because that's what we were talking about on the show yesterday. There's video of me singing a karaoke song at the Eastland Inn in Berea that's up there right now.
The people are loving it.
Oh, they like that video too?
Yeah, it's so good.
Because my wife is mad at me for putting that video up. Because
it's
a couple years old now. It's from 2021. And she's like, you look so stupid wearing that hat.
What?
Because I'm wearing a Cleveland, what do you call it? It's a like the wintertime cap with the... It's a Cavs hat with the ball on the top.
Yeah, it's like a beanie.
Yeah, like a beanie hat, but it's got like the kind of hat that you would wear when you're going sled riding.
Sure.
And because I like to wear hats like that because it was very cold that night, and I don't like my head to get cold because I think that's how I get sick all the time.
Right.
You know, so I like to stay warm. She's like, stop wearing that hat out in public. Does it really look that bad?
I mean, I wear hats like that all the time. I mean, sometimes I will take them off, once you get to the place that you're supposed to be.
See, that's what I don't do.
Yeah.
Because then my hair would be all crazy and everything else. It's wintertime in Cleveland.
Yeah. Yesterday was 70 degrees, so
well,
is it?
Yes, but I wasn't wearing that hat yesterday.
Right.
Wearing that hat in the dead of winter. She just doesn't like it when I wear that hat in public.
Yeah, it's not my favorite either, but you're not my husband, so it's not my problem, really.
Do you have opinions on what David is wearing before you leave the house? Like, will you make an opinion? Will he change his attire because of an opinion that you make?
I don't think so. David has very minimalist style that I like. I like his style. He'll ask me my opinion on if he like can't make a decision, and then he'll usually go with my opinion. But I don't think I've ever been like, no, turn around and go change because right. That's not happening.
You're not wearing that.
I don't think I've ever done that.
All right. Well, you should try wearing a Cavs beanie one time. And we'll see if he's allowed out of the house.
Yeah.
Battle of the Burbs on the way this morning. We have tickets for you to see Annie at Playhouse Square. We're going to need two players coming up next.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Battle of the Burbs brought to you by Self.Inc. Let's meet our contestants this morning. First up, we have Wendy in Mogador. Wendy, good morning. I think Wendy is a first-time player.
Yes.
Wendy, if you could go phone to ear, we're going to be able to hear you so much better.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't go through a whole game like that.
Good morning again, Wendy.
Gotcha. Hi again.
Right. Good morning.
Was I right? You're a first-time player?
Yes, I am.
Okay, welcome. You're going to be taking on Trisha in Cuyahoga Falls. Trisha, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good luck, ladies.
All right, let's hope I can remember who answers what question right today.
I'll try to help today.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what it was.
I will try to be helpful over here instead of just sitting here and zoning out.
Yeah. Okay, Wendy, Trisha, your name is your buzzer. So if you think you know the answer, say your name, and then we'll give you the cue to answer. It is a best of five question trivia challenge. So here we go with question number one. Progressive Field was formerly known as what?
Wendy.
Wendy?
Jacobs Field?
That is correct. Wendy on the board with one. Question number two. What show has the witty mother-daughter duo Lorelai and Rory? Ooh, no Gilmore Girls fans. No Gilmore Girls fans. All right, question number three. Which is the last shark mentioned in the song Baby Shark?
Trisha.
Trisha?
Grandpa Shark?
Grandpa Shark. Yep, you just got to go down that lineage all the way to Grandpa. We are tied 1-1. Question number four. Lindsay Lohan confirmed a Freaky Friday sequel is in the works. Who played her mother and will also join the sequel with her? Very famous actress. Do you know the answer, Bill?
Well,
you know, you've seen it.
I haven't seen the movie, but who doesn't know Jamie Lee Curtis?
Right. Well, Wendy or Trisha. Oh.
That's true.
All right. We're tied 1-1. It all comes down to this. If you guys both miss it, we'll go to a tiebreaker. In the movie It, what color is Pennywise's balloon?
Trisha.
Trisha for the win?
Red.
Red is right. You did it, Trisha. Oh, Wendy, sorry. Hard-fought battle today.
Yeah, sometimes the questions, you're like, oh, they're definitely going to know this. Like, I thought the Gilmore Girls question.
Yeah, I know. It's the pressure of the time and
that's
being on your
is.
Phone, and it's a lot.
It's the pressure.
It is a lot.
All right, Trisha, you have Annie tickets. You're coming up to Playhouse Square very soon. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104.
Beautiful girls all over the world.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, we are the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for choosing us. What is this survey that you found about social media usage, Morgan?
A quarter of people consider scrolling through social media a hobby.
A quarter of people.
Well, 24%. So we're rounding up.
Okay.
Yes.
A hobby.
A genuine hobby.
So that's where we are now.
Yeah.
With social media.
Yeah. It used to be like going outside and playing sports or, you know, some artistic something. I don't know. Now it's scrolling on social media. 24% of people.
It's so integrated into the fabric of our life.
Yeah.
Now.
A third of people admitted that they spend time on social media and that the time they spend on social keeps them from pursuing other interests and hobbies, which I could see. I feel like it's got to be way more than a third. How often does your phone hold you hostage from doing anything?
More than I would like.
Yeah.
But I also feel like when I want to do something else, I will do something else. It's not hard for me to put down my phone.
Yeah.
The times that I pick up my phone is when I am bored and I just do it. It's almost like I just need something to keep me busy for that second while my mind figures out what I'm going to be doing next.
Yeah. But it's just hard to once I start, it is hard to stop. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, and this isn't a hobby because it's before I go to bed, but when I go to bed and I get on TikTok and I start scrolling and I have like a hard cutoff time, I'm always 10 minutes over because I can't stop. And it's like, imagine I just changed that from scrolling on the phone to reading a book, how easy I would be able to actually get to bed on time, wake up feeling more refreshed. It does. It holds you hostage.
That's what I did last night.
You read a book?
I actually walked to the library.
You did?
Checked out two books, came back to the house, and sat on the couch. Paula and I both read on the couch yesterday. So I don't feel like I'm... The problem is with my kids, and especially my oldest son, Will, because he has the iPhone.
Right.
I'm constantly policing him about his electronics usage, and I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired of constantly policing the kid because he finds, like, back doors to everything. Like, for instance, he's not allowed to be on TikTok. So he cannot have the TikTok app downloaded on his phone. And in fact, if he tries to do it, I get a notification on my phone that he tries to do it.
Okay.
But then you can go to the Safari app, which is already pre-installed on the phone, and watch TikTok that way. And it's like, come on, Apple.
Yeah.
Help me out here.
Yeah.
Help me police my kids. So I just took the phone away from him last night. I'm like, that's it. You're done for the day.
Does he have any other hobbies?
Well, sure. I mean, he plays on the basketball team.
See, that's good at least.
And, you know, baseball season is going to be starting. It's just a matter of just finding. I've got a hard enough time trying to entertain myself, you know, to play cruise director for my kids. It's like when I was a kid, we didn't have any of this. I found ways to entertain myself.
Yeah.
And I want to tell them, too, will you please go find something to do?
It's sad, though, because like as a 31-year-old, like my hobbies are watching reality TV and commenting on it on social media. So I'm part of the 24%.
And then we complain about social media. And at the same time, we're telling people, go to the Cutie Morning Show on demand. Check out our videos
that
we have posted in the past 24 hours. We've got Finn's moment shooting his shot in the basketball game. We've got me singing karaoke.
It is what it is.
So if you're going to be on social media, you might as well check out our page at the Q Morning Show on demand. And I would imagine there's a lot of selfies that were taken yesterday with the nice weather. I took selfies. I know that, that I was watching people at the park take selfies of them next to the lake. I also witnessed what I consider to be an inappropriate selfie.
Okay. Yesterday you did?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Leaving downtown Cleveland. We'll get into that next. It's the Q Morning Show.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So yesterday after the show, Morgan and I were very excited to wrap up our work and get out of the building and enjoy the sunshine and the warm temperatures.
Absolutely.
So I'm leaving downtown Cleveland yesterday. So I'm on Prospect. I'm turning left onto East 9th Street because I want to pick up 90. And I'm waiting for the cars to go. And then I turn left and then, I got to stop again because there is a man standing in the middle of the road on East 9th Street. 1 foot like right on by the yellow line, like 1 foot on the yellow line, the other foot across from the other yellow line.
Just hanging out.
And he's standing there and he's got his arms crossed like he's posing.
Okay.
And there is another man that is crouched down directly behind him and he's taking pictures.
Okay.
And I'm looking at this guy and he's wearing like a fancy jacket. And I think there was a cue ball on the jacket or something to do with
taking new headshots. Cool.
No, the guy that was taking his pictures was behind him. So he was taking pictures of his back. And so really all he had was his back and maybe the back of his jacket and his head. And he had his arms crossed. But he's got, you know, East 9th in front of him. So you go all the way down East 9th and all you see at the end is the lake, right? And it's a gorgeous day. It's a sunshine. Great place for a selfie. Don't know if that was the smartest place to take your selfie.
I don't understand.
Like, I get it. I mean, that's a wonderful photo place, but not in the middle of the road. East 9th Street. So I thought we'd get into
that. Good thing you stopped, though. Can we just say? You could have killed somebody. Well, he could have. I'm not going to put the blame on you because he was the one that was standing in the middle of the road.
Well, it sucks because I had just turned left, so I had to wait for oncoming traffic to get past me. And there were also cars behind me. So if they didn't notice me stop really quick, I could have someone slam right into the back of me.
Right.
But as long as this guy has great new headshots or professional pictures or whatever he was doing, or just taking selfies on a beautiful day, 216-474-0104. What is the most inappropriate place that you have ever seen someone take a selfie? Like you're there and then all of a sudden someone just whips out their phone and click.
Yeah, I would say I see it all the every Sunday at church. People are taking selfies in the middle of church.
All right, I want to hear more about that. 216-474-0104. Most inappropriate place for a selfie. Your call's next. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill, we're talking about the most inappropriate place that you've ever seen someone take a selfie. Because I saw someone standing in the middle of East 9th Street yesterday, taking pictures with the downtown and the backdrop and the beautiful sunshine. I also remember when I lived in Arizona, it seemed like I don't want to say once a week, but quite often you would hear about someone trying to take a selfie at the Grand Canyon.
Oh, gosh.
And it would not end well.
Yeah, we'll just put it that way.
Like you would hear that story like maybe every 6 weeks of someone trying to do that. And then you said inappropriate selfies that you've seen at church.
Oh, yeah. People take them at church a lot.
At your dad's church.
Yeah. And we just ignore it.
Where are they standing?
Well, half the time they're like sitting in their seat. And I've seen people take it like literally in the middle of a sermon. Like if their kids are sitting next to them, they'll raise their phone and just snap a pic. I'm like, can you at least wait until the sermon's over? Like, kind of rude.
I wonder what the caption is after they post that picture.
It's pretty it's normally like Sunday service with the kids, hashtag blessed. Like that's pretty much what it is.
Hearing the good word.
Yeah, literally. It's fine. I mean, it doesn't bother me that they're taking selfies in the church. It's right. Just during the message. Maybe wait until after it's over.
He is risen.
Yep. Those Easter selfies are coming soon. Coming to an Instagram near you.
Risen spelled R-I-Z-Z-I-N.
No. We're not getting into all that.
Tanya's in Berea. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning.
Where's the most inappropriate place that you've seen someone take a selfie?
Well, a few years back, I had a younger coworker of mine actually passed away, and went to the funeral. We were all paying our respects, you know, up at the casket, and I'm walking back to my seat, and I just kind of turn around, look over my shoulder, and somebody is taking a selfie at the casket.
At the casket?
At the casket.
What?
No.
Were they a younger person as well?
They were, yeah.
But
yeah, they
still,
were. So the coworker was younger, so there was, you know, a lot of, like, maybe teenagers, early 20s there. You know, not to judge, but that's the demographic that was participating in those selfies.
Oh, my gosh. No.
And again, where do you post that picture?
Right.
Or do you post it all?
Hopefully not.
Do you want it as, like, a souvenir? Or
like a memory? I don't know. That seems strange to me.
That is really, really strange. Did anybody say anything to that person? Like, hey, this is really not the place?
I don't think so. I mean, I wasn't involved with them. I just recognized it and noticed it, walked back to my seat and didn't really pay much attention to the rest of it. So I'm not sure.
We're just glad
it
wasn't you, Tanya.
Yeah.
Just because it was not you.
But it's like, you know, kids, social media and taking pictures and selfies is, you know, they've been doing it since they could remember. You know, since they've been alive.
Right.
And it's just, you know, maybe they just don't know, you know, where are the appropriate places, where are the inappropriate places.
Well, we're just going to put that at the top of the list of inappropriate places.
Yeah.
Funeral.
Tanya.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in this morning. I remember at my dad's funeral, I took a picture of my boys inside the funeral home, mm-hmm. and I felt bad about it. It was nowhere near the casket.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Nowhere near my dad's casket. It was in the funeral home, though. And the only reason I took the picture was because my boys were just so well-dressed and so handsome at the time. I just wanted to get a picture of them before.
Yeah, because you knew they would be in basketball shorts and sweatpants every day since then.
But I felt bad about it, but nobody else was around. It was just the three of us inside the funeral home.
Right.
But still.
Whew, goodness.
There you go.
There you go. There you go, Jar. First one. Yeah.
Glad I brought my wallet.
Break out the money.
That's a dollar in the there you go, Jar.
Something I'm made for.
Billie Eilish. She's going to perform that this Sunday at the Oscars.
She's performed it at every award show, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, at the Grammys. She says she's really nervous about this, though.
I don't know why.
The Oscar.
It would be any different.
It's a very large audience. I mean, larger than the Grammys.
Anyway.
Yeah, they watch the Oscars worldwide. Billions and billions of people watching the Oscars. It's Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Earlier this morning during Battle of the Burbs, Morgan had a question that made me perk up a little bit. It was about Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
What was the detail that you revealed about Lindsay Lohan?
Freaky Friday sequel is in the works with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, which we've heard like rumors about this, but nothing confirmed until yesterday when she was on with Andy Cohen Live.
I have that audio. Here we go.
I won't say that yet.
Okay.
I don't want to say too much.
Okay. But you feel like this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And we're both excited.
Oh, that's great.
I'm going to speak for Jamie.
Okay. So she would be the mom then, I would assume, in the next movie, and Jamie Lee Curtis would be the grandma.
Yeah, maybe.
And so somehow Lindsay Lohan would switch places with her daughter.
Right.
All right.
I'm excited about it. Look, I love a Lindsay Lohan moment, especially because we see a lot of celebrities that, you know, I grew up with. I grew up with the Lindsay Lohans, the Britney Spearses, Paris Hilton, Amanda Bynes. And, you know, Lindsay had an up and down path. And mm-hmm. I just love to see that she's making a comeback, that she's healthy and she's happy and she's married now and she's working. And this would be a huge movie for us millennials.
Awesome. I hope it happens. I hope she wasn't just caught up in the moment of the interview and she felt like she had to say something. So I hope that it really...
Hopefully, if that was the case, she wouldn't make up that it is happening, right? She could just say, like, I can't comment or something like that.
Right, but then later you could say, oh, it all fell apart. And then
yeah, I feel like you could say that anyway, so we'll see.
No, I'm rooting for the Lindsay Lohan comeback.
Yeah, me too.
We have a chance to win Janet Jackson tickets. That's coming up after 9 this morning. It's the Q Morning Show.
The Q Morning Show with Morgan and Bill. Q104.
I listen every morning.
Old songs, new songs.
I love the music. It makes you feel good in the morning when you're listening to it.
Q104.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.